Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Officials look for terrorism suspect. Belgian prosecutors say one man who was arrested in anti-terrorism raid Sunday in Brussels has been charged in connection with the November 13th Paris attacks. The suspect was not identified. Officials say 15 other people arrested have been released. Police continue to seek top Paris massacre suspect Salah Abdeslam. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel says the danger of attacks remains.
I can confirm that the threat for an attack is imminent and serious, and we want to ask our population to stay calm.
Brussels remains on the highest level of alert. Secretary of State John Kerry says there is no question he would like to see U.S. efforts to fight the Islamic State move faster. He said President Barack Obama has to make the decision as to which option to choose. He commented Monday in Abu Dhabi, where he is holding talks with UAE and Saudi officials. From Abu Dhabi, Kerry travels to Israel for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas on the violence in Israel and the West Bank. A Palestinian attacker stabbed two Israelis at a gas station on the edge of the West Bank Monday. One of the two Israelis has died. The Palestinian was shot and killed by authorities. Earlier, Israeli police in Jerusalem shot and killed one Palestinian teenager and wounded another after the two stabbed an elderly man with scissors. Israel's prime minister announced tighter controls on Palestinian vehicles in the West Bank. The United States has imposed sanctions on four Burundians it says have contributed to the turmoil in the Central African country. President Barack Obama took the action against the four men in an executive order issued Monday. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says American special forces will go into northern Syria very soon on their mission to help coordinate local fighters and the effort of a U.S.-led coalition targeting Islamic State militants. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State Brett McGurk said Sunday during an appearance on CBS Television's Face the Nation that while the troops are going into Syria, the U.S. will not say exactly when that will happen. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered France new assistance Monday for its airstrikes against Islamic State insurgents in Syria. He said he would ask the British Parliament later in the week for approval to join the fight against the jihadis.
I'll make the case for Britain to join our international allies in going after ISIL at their headquarters in Syria, not just Iraq.
In a visit to Paris, the British leader told French President Francois Hollande that French jet fighters could use a British airbase in Cyprus to launch their attacks on Islamic State targets, and also offered air-to-air